About that part of the song. I'm going to work that out, though. Hey, y'all, what's going on out there? Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. Woo! I'm telling y'all, I'm feeling pretty good right now. So what's going on? It's Wednesday, man. Oh, my bad, it's Tuesday. Y'all see, I'm just ahead of the game all of a sudden. All right, it's Tuesday. But it's, look at the bright side. It's not Monday, right? Right. Hey, you can't argue with that. Am I right? No, you're right. You can't argue with that. Anyway, welcome to the show. Today's show is a little different from what we've been doing the last couple of weeks and stuff. You know, I think we're going to touch into a little bit of relationships. We're going to talk a little bit about relationship today and the love languages of men and women. And I'm telling you, I'm looking for a very spirited conversation on that. I really am because... Oh, man, you know, guys, we have to just do what we got to do, and that's for sure. So that's what we'll be talking about today, love languages of men and women, and a little bit of this and a little bit of that going to be added into it. But, hey, we're going to get this thing together, and this is why I chose this topic today. You know, a lot of times, you know, we with that so-called someone special, and the first thing we'll say is, man, I don't understand nothing they doing. You know, they say this, and I don't understand, and they say that, and I say this, and they don't understand. That's because we're not understanding what each other's language is. You know, even though we're together, we all speak a different language. Now, the key to the whole thing is to actually find what your mate or partner love language is. You know, and there's certain ways you can do that, and there's nothing that we can say is, dramatic per se. It's just a lot of small things that can be done that can get you over that hump to where y'all start understanding each other a little bit better. So that's why we're going to be talking about love languages of men and women today. And I'm ready to really get into this. And I've decided, you know, as I was doing research for the show and what have you, that we're not going to rush this thing. You know, if it takes today, Wednesday, and Thursday, and even Friday to finish this whole thing up, that's what we're going to do. You know, we're not going to rush. You know, we're going to really get into this so everybody understands, you know, what it takes to make their relationship better. Now, I know some of y'all out there probably saying, well, there's really nothing wrong with my relationship. There's always something that can be improved on a relationship. You know, you may not realize it because you're there every day, and you get into that routine where you're doing the same thing over and over again. But there's little bits and pieces that can be done to make it even better. Okay? So, in other words, what I'm saying is don't think just because, you know, I'm saying every relationship is in trouble, because no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there are certain languages of love that men and women have that we're not even aware of, because a lot of times we're not aware that we aren't paying that type of attention to our mate. Now, you pay attention to what you may think is attention, but you're not really paying that kind of attention to your mate that you really need to. So that's what we're going to be talking about here for the next couple of days. So I hope y'all ready for some good a good show and some great information. Yes, 1618, welcome to the show. I see you out there. All right. So with that being said, man, I'm telling you, let's go ahead and get it up and get it running here. We're going to go to the house rules. You know I say them all every day, but sometimes it's good to repeat. You know, repetition is a good thing in certain areas. That way you remember it easier. So we're going to go and get the house rules out of the way. On the show, we encourage open dialogue, and we like to hear everyone's opinion. I mean, when I say everyone's opinion, everyone. We love to hear your opinion. We like that. So that's the purpose of the show. So you can call in and voice your opinion or give us a comment, some information, whatever you have to offer. We accept that. We love for you to – we love that. So don't hesitate to call in, okay? And the call-in number is 347-838-8622. Now, if you don't feel like – you know, you can call that number. You don't have to say anything. You can just call that number and listen – on your phone or whatever device you're using, you can call and listen and just listen to the show. That's right. Now, if you want to join us in the chat room, usually it's popping and going on, man. I'm telling you, just give us a call at www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. That's right, Mr. Talk. And, you know, once you get that, you're in the chat room. You know, you can come in as a guest or, you know, you can sign in whatever your username is using your Facebook page, iStream, whatever you use, you know, and just come and join the conversation in the chat room. It's really lively there. Or you can send me emails at ericletstalk@gmail.com. You know, I can receive your emails and I read them on the show if you would like. And there, don't forget the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. And we post information out there all the time on that. So there's all kind of ways to participate on the show. Okay? And don't forget my Twitter at Driven4LifeOR, all one word, and that's on Twitter. Okay? So those are all the ways you can contact me. If you want to be a guest on the show, contact me in those ways, and we can make it happen. Okay? Oh, man. All right. So back to the house rules now. Please respect everyone's time to speak. And, yes, sometimes we have a big problem with that, especially from the regulars. But it's okay. We're going to get them straight on that also. You know, respect everybody's mic time. Because if everybody's talking at one time, nobody is heard. And we all may be missing important pieces or comments to the conversation. Parts of the conversation because everybody is running their mouth at the same time. Now, I think basically what's going to have to happen is eventually I'm going to have to start implementing my 3-minute rule so everybody can say what they need to say and respond and then go from there until we get this thing to well under control about respecting each other's mic time. Okay? Now, once you do call into the show, please understand to make your comments as short and to the and let's just make sure that it you're saying what you need to say, but not taking an exorbitant amount of time. You know what I mean? You know, let's not make it a 10 and 15 minute dissertation to say the sky is blue. You understand my point? That way, that you know, gives other people a chance not only to respond to what you may have said, to get their responses and comments in also. So that's why we ask that, you know, you make your responses as short and to the point as possible. And we really appreciate that. And one of the two big things on the show that I do not like and I will not tolerate, and that's no personal attacks. Do not personally attack anyone on my show. All right? If you personally attack anyone, that's no problem. You can personally attack them, but you'll be doing it listening to yourself. There's nobody will be hearing you after that, okay? So no personal attacks. And, of course, the big one, the N-word. No N-word uses on this show whatsoever. You know, and it's gotten to the point now to when the regulars do it, they slip and do it, they catch themselves, which is a great thing. Because I feel, you know, we should be able to have conversations without using such derogatory terms as the N-word. And that, to me, is what it is. East Coast, I see you out there. Guest 1642, welcome to the show. You know, and that's why I require, you know, because some of y'all out there say, well, it's really not that bad. Well, maybe to you. But I feel like if we can have a conscious effort of having conversations without using such terms, maybe it catch on like all these other little crazy fads to where more people catch themselves and start having adult conversations without using such terms as the N-word. There's some others out there as well. You know, and everybody who's used to the show, they know I'm not into all that craziness. So take it easy like that, all right? You know, and that's it. You know, and those are the house rules. You know, the house rules are the house rules. You know, I decide when I implement them and when I don't. So, you know, don't be telling me, because I'm not trying to hear that. My show, my rules, I implement them like I want to. But I will not deviate on the N-word. Anybody who knows me will tell you that on my show. I will not deviate from that. Okay, if you use it, hey, you're going to have to. You know what? It's so funny, though. And, you know, yesterday, Mr. Beasley used the word, and he called himself and asked to get shot. That was just cool, man. But see, that's what I'm talking about, self-awareness. That's why I don't lie that on my show. No, self-awareness is an amazing thing. All right? And those are the house rules, so please abide by those rules, and we can have us some fun. All right? Okay. Yes, we know there's going to be some that come in, want to start some things. That's fine. They can do that, too. They'll come in. They can start it, but trust me, I get enough of it, I will finish it. All right? So, with that being said, let's get on to the next phase of the show. All right. You know what I thought about, man? I thought about what I'm going to do one day. I'm going to let somebody sing the song of the day. Whatever the song that is, they want to sing it, I'm going to let them sing one day. That'd be interesting for sure. But not today. Okay, not today. All right, anyway. Once again. On today's show, we will talk about the so-called love languages of both men and women. Of course, we understand what? There are supposed to be five basic love languages. Right? There's supposed to be five. You know, but how do men and women communicate these languages to each other? I mean, you know, we don't have to, like I said before, we're not going to rush this show. We're not. You know, if it takes a couple of days to get through it, that's what we're going to do. Because we want to make sure everyone has an idea what it takes, what it means to know what the love language is in their respective relationship and how to use it. And I know I covered this earlier in the show, but I'm just going back over so you understand what that is, you know, what the purpose of the show is. Just in case you're calling in and you think we're going to do the normal fussy running arguing thing, no, we're not doing that today, okay? That's not what the show is about, all right? So we're going to work our way through this love languages of men and women. All right, here it is, quote of the day. Hey, man, this is a good one. It really is. And from one of my favorite people, you know, I'm telling you.
Luke, I am your father.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can resist that. All right, here's the quote of the day. One of the hardest things in life is having words in your heart that you can't utter. And that's James Earl Jones who said that. One of the hardest things in life is having words in your heart that you can't, and that goes right along with what the topic of the day is. love languages of men and women. There's a lot of things, and I know I'm not the only one. There's a lot of things I would love to say to my significant other. There's a lot of things I would love to say, you know, you probably would love to say to your mate or partner. But for some reason, sometimes you just can't get it out. Now, is it because you don't want to get it out? No. Sometimes you just don't understand how to present it to your mate or your partner. Sometimes you just don't know how to get it out yourself because you haven't found out what your specific love language is. So if you can't figure out yours, it's even more difficult to try and figure out what your partner's is. And that is the purpose of this show today and tomorrow and however long it takes. We want to clarify this so you will have the courage, the strength, ability to say, honey, so-and-so, you the sexiest thing walking around here. That's right. Did I lose y'all in? I hope not. Because I'm just getting started. But anyway, that's what, to me, that's what the quote of the day means. One of the hardest things in life is having words in your heart that you can't utter. Basically, you got things in your heart that you want to say and you can't. Simple, easy, but so true. But so true. All right, y'all. That's the quote of the day. I'm not going to get ahead of myself here because I almost did. Now, next will be the song of the day. The song of the day. And y'all know what? The song of the day is the oldie. I remember this song playing when I was in, let's just say it was playing back in the day, okay? I'm not going to tell y'all all that. But anyway, this is an old favorite of mine. And you know what? It always jammed, too. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring it in for you. The song of the day. All right, Kyle. All right, Kyle. That was your song of the day right there, man. This is For the Love in You by Shalamar. I know y'all, a lot of y'all don't have anything. Y'all don't understand that. But that's a show for you, man. That's a song for you, man. Then we talking about the love languages of men and women, man. I tell you, set up that old special night and start playing songs like that. And I'm sure you'll find some kind of love language. That's what I'm sure. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. But did I just say that? Okay. Anyway, welcome back to the show. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. You want to be a part of the show today? No problem. 347-838-8622 is the number to call in. You want to say something, hit one. If not, it's all good. You can just listen. But hopefully you'll learn something. Title of today's show, Love Languages of Men and Women. And we're going to really get hot into this. Like I said, we're not going to rush it today. We're going to talk about these things, the different aspects of it, and just hopefully educate and become educated as well. Because there's always someone else out there can tell us that we never thought about. That's the importance of you calling in and giving us your viewpoint on this topic. Okay? All right. Oh, yeah, one more thing. Chat room is open. So www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. All right? Let's do this, man. Let's do this. All right. Now I see my lines are open already. I haven't even started. It's way too much, and the lines are open already. Imagine that. You know, let me go on and get started with what I got to say real fast. Then I open up. I bring those gentlemen in. Here it is. It's like this, man. And there's five particular supposedly love languages between men and women that are supposedly basic. You know, to help us understand the way we communicate with each other, okay? And, you know, sometimes I think we forget about those languages. Of course, now, let's be honest. Let's be put this out there. Respect is one of the major things that you need to have for your mate, all right? If you're not respecting your mate or your mate not respecting you, then there's trouble in the water already. Okay, so let's put that out there. Respect has to be there. It must be there. It has to be there. Now, I know some say, well, not really, but yes, really. Really. It has to be there. All right, so what are the five love languages? I know somebody asked me. Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. All right, those are the five right there. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Well, it sounds simple on the surface, but once you get to digging into it, sometimes it's not as simple and easy as you would think it is. Okay, and today we're gonna start looking out. We're gonna talk about words of affirmation. Okay, we're gonna get into that a little bit today, and as we go along, we'll go into the next version of it. But that's what I want to talk about, at least for the first half of the show. All right. So before I do, let me go ahead and open up these phone lines, and we'll get started. All right. Let's see. Brother Lowen, 111, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Let Lowe go first because he gets mad when he doesn't get a chance to go first.
Okay, Mr. Beasley, how are you doing today?
I'm all right.
That's good.
Classic love song. I don't think that love song gets enough recognition for being a classic love song. Howard Hewitt and Shalamar, he killed that song.
Yes, sir. You know, and that's when they had Jody Watley and what was the other guy that died?
Jeff Daniels.
They had a whole bunch of people up in that group. People don't realize that, though. But, yeah, that's a classic, man, I'm telling you. I ain't going to lie. I used to play that every day after drill team meet on the jukebox. Or they don't know what the jukebox is. But anyway, on the music
1981.
Don't tell nobody else that.
They know.
All right. They know. Okay. All right, Mr. Lowe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just want to come in later. You know, I'm a man of few words. I'll come in later.
Few words, my ass.
Well, I'm glad we clarified that part of it, right?
Oh, man, what's going on? How are you gentlemen doing today?
I'm all right.
We gentlemen
are
doing wonderful. Yeah.
I'm hanging in
good,
there.
Good stuff, man. I'm riding down, like, I'm not on Interstate 55. I'm actually riding on the frontage road right now. And I'm looking for people that have already caught fish. And, you know, hey, I wanted to pay them for it because
that's a good
idea.
Fresh
fish, you don't always get good fresh fish at fish markets. So, you know.
No.
Fresh out of the water is always best.
You're going to pay a pretty penny, too. So that's
okay.
I've done that before.
True.
I've done that before.
Absolutely. And he must have scales and fins, so... Other than that, hey, I don't want catfish or whatever.
Yeah.
If you're big in the water, yeah, there you go.
No,
are they fishing in a lake or the ocean?
They're fishing in the lake. Actually, Lake Pontchartrain.
I know Lake Pontchartrain. I've been on Lake Pontchartrain.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's the big lake in New Orleans.
Yeah, that lake is maybe 2.5 miles from my house.
Okay.
That was the lake that backed up into my house for Hurricane Isaac.
Okay. Yeah, that Lake Pontchartrain. I've been shrimping and crabbing on that lake along with catching fish.
Yeah, they do that.
Long time
ago.
You got people out
right now, you know, on the side of the road, you know, fishing or whatever, and hey, you know, when I get a wild hair, I'll fish, but I don't get the wild hair, then I'll go and say, hey, you got some fish in there. What you want for them?
What kind of fish? They catch speckled trout, right?
They catch speckled trout. They catch what in some parts of the country people call perch,
right.
Brims, sockeye is what we call it, or white trout. What some people call a big brim. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
It's the best thing going. Absolutely. It's the best thing going. Fresh is always best. I'll tell anybody that.
No, okay. Well, yeah, that come on now. That's a known fact. Well, hopefully it's a known fact. Fresh is always best. But, yeah.
Absolutely.
But anyway, man, let's get on with what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to talk about something real short. We're going to talk about this real short, and then we're going to move on to a topic, all right? And, Lowe, I think you already know what I'm about to say because I posted it on my page earlier today about China. Man, I'm telling you, China letting me know what's about to happen, all right? In China, the official government news agency, the China Xinhua, X-I-N-H-U-A, said that as American politicians continue to flounder over a deal to break the impasse, it is perhaps a good time for the befuddled world to start considering building a de-Americanized world. Imagine that.
You know what he's talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, what is he talking about, Beasley? Go on and educate us a little real fast.
Well, real quick, he's talking about removing the dollar as the world's reserve currency.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
I said that before.
You know something?
You know.
That's nothing
what?
To take lightly because, you know, a lot of this stuff that happens, like this shutdown hasn't really affected my life at all. I don't know if it's affected any of your lives, but it hasn't really affected my life. But if the dollar were to be removed as the world's reserve currency, I don't have it's not going to be a good thing as far as the value of our dollar. And if the value of our dollar constricts or goes down, it just means everything that we spend our money on is going to cost more. You're going to see inflation and hyperinflation. So it's not a good thing. It's nothing that any of us would want to happen.
Exactly. Not at all.
Question I have, though, is you have a country like America that's quick to go and say, well, okay, Iran and Ahmadinejad, we're going to put sanctions on you guys,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to make it so tough that you can't make it. Well, Ahmadinejad said in an interview after America did all these things, my people are not suffering. We live, meaning the politicians, we live exactly as the people. So if the people are poor, we are poor. We don't live different from the people. And he laughed when he said that. And he said, hey, you put all these restrictions on my country, but we're not in a recession right now. So what exactly do you want from me? Now, you look at that. You look at that, and you'll see, hey, if the people that's making these decisions to say, well, we're not going to work with the people on the other side of the house, those people are living high on the hog right now. They're not worried about anything. Their families are good. So they could care less. America can go all the way into a tailspin and a fall, totally. Those people will still have money, will still have means mm-hmm. to operate. So
right.
they don't care. You voted them in. They don't care.
Well, yeah, that is true. And, of course, you know, we've spoken our piece and our thoughts and things on that topic quite frequently here on the show, especially lately. So we're just going to leave it at that. We're going to leave it at
right.
that. Now, if y'all want a good example of what we're talking about, there's a movie, and I don't know if you saw it looked at it last night. I sent it, you know, but Day of the Dragon or Dragon Day. You know, that's a movie
right,
I think you should go and really pay attention to, Dragon Day. Yeah, it's wow. It'll open your eyes. That's what they ain't going to show. So y'all
what's
keep
it about?
Buying them new iPhones. Huh? Basically, it's about China coming back and repossessing America.
Mm.
China coming and repossessing America. Basically, that's what it's about. It's a good movie now. Trust me.
Now, China has
right.
some leverage.
That's true.
Now, China has some leverage, but you have to realize they would also take a big hit by holding so many trillions of dollars in U.S. Treasury notes. They would take a big hit as well if the dollar were to be removed as the world reserve currency. But maybe they're willing to take that financial hit to become the strong economic power.
They already are strong economic power, and,
right.
and the thing about it is, if you look at it,
that's true. But maybe they want to be. Maybe they want to create a currency or have their currency as the road where everyone has to pass through, which means the oil money. You know,
But as it stands right now. If you look at other countries, other petrol-based countries such as Qatar, if you look at their rial, their currency, and some people say Qatar, their rial is like, okay, you take one American dollar is like 3.68 of their money. So
uh-huh.
the thing is, you take that and you say, well, hey, wait a minute. If America is going to eventually become a country like that where it takes $3 and whatever to equal something that's of value just to buy a soda pop, then, you know, it's a problem with that. You know,
you're talking about a big devaluation of the currency, of the currency falling.
Absolutely. And
okay.
you know, it's only so
all
far
right.
you're going to be able to go to be the bully on the block.
Uh huh. All right, let's go on and wrap this on up. Before we do though, let me bring Maze in so she can get her two cents on this because I really want to get to the topic because I think we need to talk about the love languages. All right, Maze, your mic is open. Welcome to the show. I want to get it in real fast. Go for it.
Hello, yes, Miss Faith.
I've been telling you all that China owns half of this country, and China is too invested with the dollar to even they're telling the politicians that they can sell whatever they own belonging to America. Maybe they're going to sell it off to somebody else, to some people that they wouldn't want to have it in their hands. Maybe they're going to do business that way. If these crazy politicians don't hurry and get themselves together and do what needs to be done. That's all I got to say about that.
That's all you have to say about that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That was real short and sweet. I like that, Maeve. There's hope for
well,
you
nobody
asshole.
Else was talking. Nobody else was talking, so she didn't have to break in on him. That's all that was.
Let's get to the relationship part so he can learn how to relate to his person.
It's just the quiet
teach you,
before
I'll teach
storm.
You something
right.
today. How to relate.
One thing, though.
And she will enjoy you every moment that you stand around and look at her. Without even opening your mouth and saying a word.
One thing, though, the politicians make too much money. They've already made a ton of money, so they could care either way. I mean,
below,
it's going to be good for them regardless.
No, it won't, because they got 401Ks just like everybody else do.
All right. But do y'all need to go on the green room and finish this conversation?
No. I want to get to the other side.
I mean, that's cool, but I just want to say this. You are right. They have 401Ks on top of everything else. But those people were given opportunities to put money in countries that we don't know about. They have the opportunity to hide money in places we don't know anything about. And I'm
Maybe
sure they take full
about
advantage
too.
Of it.
Maybe China's going to put them on fold, too, with that money that they have in offshore accounts.
Maybe
that's going to come to the light, too. Maybe.
No, they've got access. He's right. They've got access to a lot of things. Not only can they do that to take advantage of themselves, but they can count. They can be privy to information where they can counsel and talk to people that are multi-millionaires.
And say
here, put your money over here and get a cut off of it.
Right. Good movie that everybody on here has watched is Trading Places. A good example of that. You think about it. Now, if you have all the information you need because you paid somebody to bring you what
right.
the futures are going to be on whatever,
right.
you already
like shoot,
have the information. Before it
like
gets shooting to the
fish
market,
in a barrel.
Right. Before it even gets to Wall Street, you already know it's going to happen. And so, hey, you can move money. You can do whatever you need to do. They sent your girl to prison for that, but it happens every day. Martha Stewart.
Right.
We're going to get to the topic.
Here she go.
I thought he had a topic. You don't talk about fish. You don't talk about everything
like
that we were discussing.
Like she itching the high
I am, because I'm
going to
teach you a whole lot you need to learn.
I make my
When your wife sees you tonight, she'll be glowing like a light, like a blue light.
She already do.
Well, she'll even glow even more.
Does your husband know that you hop on these lines on these shows?
Yeah, he know. He knows.
You're surrounded by men, by men.
Beasley, that's my
he
life.
Know.
I always had me a friend.
Okay.
So that's nothing new.
I got you.
He know.
Okay.
Yeah, he know.
I can deal with him.
He know.
Right.
She running. That's all that is.
I'm doing what?
Shit, you in control. You wearing the pants.
I don't know. I
Janet
don't wear the pants.
In control.
We just have equal respect for each other. That's the way
right.
we go.
Okay.
It's amazing how he deal with women and they want to come on to him.
It.
It's amazing how he deal with women and they want to come on to him the wrong way just because he's a gentleman. They don't understand. And I don't even get upset. It's funny to me. And the opposite way around when it comes to me. Point to the blank. All we got
to
say. Now let's get to the
point
topic.
To the blank. Point to the blank.
Anything else?
I'm shedding up like your husband.
Mr. Talk wanted to talk about the
love.
That's right. That's
yeah.
what he wants to talk about. And you need some.
Trust me.
No.
You really don't trust me. You really don't know. My question, where did his examples of what's supposed to happen come from? Where does that come from?
I guess he saw it in his mother and his father.
I was like, okay, hold on, y'all. I got Miss Ngoni. I'm going to bring on the line, and she wants to add a little bit to what y'all will talk about at the moment. Don't worry about that. Just listen, Miss Ngoni. All right, Miss Ngoni, you're on the air, ma'am, and welcome to the show.
I just wanted to interject.
Oh,
if,
Lord.
one had considered about the fact that China, India, have been buying gold really big for quite a while now. You know, China has a $47 trillion lien on the Federal Reserve, and the BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, have formed a consortium where they're trading in their own currencies, but they're doing the settlement through Turkey in gold. So basically, already just, you know, blew the United States off in the wind.
Turkey has a lot of dollars that they keep of American money.
It's about gold.
I'm speaking of what I know, and not hearing from somebody else. I know this for a fact.
Hi, Maze. How are you?
Hello. I'm waiting for the little talk.
Nations settle their trade in gold. Do you remember Germany about maybe 6 months ago, it was all around the news that Germany had requested that the Federal Reserve return the gold, and the Federal Reserve doesn't have it, and they told them it would be about 7 years before they would be able to turn their gold, and instantly right after that happened, they went to attack Mali, which is the third largest gold producer on the continent of Africa. Yeah,
right.
So this is about gold. It's not about the fiat currency.
Right. Good point. Oh, man. Good point.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to add in there. But I'm ready for the topic, too.
Great point. Okay. That's good.
What?
All right.
Why you want to –
what?
No.
What? No. What?
Why
no?
Do people
want
to run around? Okay, I know the topic is the topic, but this is wonderful information that a lot of people don't know. Why
we
do
need
you
a break
from
time. That's for one reason.
Okay, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. I waited. Let me tell you something. I waited 37 and a half minutes for this show because this dude wanted to play this.
Uh-oh.
Ouch.
That is. His first shot of the day. Let me explain something here. This is my show. We have been talking about this stuff for the last 2-3 weeks, all right? I want to change to something else. That's why I say we weren't going to stay on it long. The more we stay on it, the longer I let y'all talk, the longer we'll stay on it, and I won't get to the topic I want to talk about. My show, my topic, okay? Thank you. Just because you waited 37 minutes, oh, well. Good Lord, calm down. That let everybody know shotgun does have no favorite. You get buckshot too. All right, Marshall.
Mr. Talk seemed like a nice guy until he shoots you in the ass. You all right, Lo?
Are you doing this, Beasley?
I'm fine.
I said 37
and
a half minutes.
I'm good.
Right.
Good.
Okay. I don't care whether it's 37 and a half, 2 minutes or whatever. I'm gonna see you. I'm gonna send Cuz to come see you, man, because you trying to act up today. But they ain't going to happen.
Shot him in the ass.
Anyway.
Now you're going to send someone to come see him? Come on. Give him a break.
That's right. He keep on and put them electrodes on him. But anyway, let's get to it.
Shock his world.
Hey, nasty self. We'll talk about being in love. That's all that is.
You're afraid of it. That's why you don't want to have a discussion about it. You want to talk about
I'm not afraid. Let me tell you, I'm not afraid of nothing. I'm in love right now. Let me tell you something, girl.
I'm afraid of it.
Mr. Talk, can you
go ahead? Thank you. All right.
Yes.
Love language of men and women. Thank you. I mean, do I have to put everybody on mute again?
No, I
do that. So.
No.
Okay,
or you can shoot,
you.
Or you can shoot everybody and just give the show to yourself. Go ahead.
Right.
Hey, I can do that. I used to do that back in the day. But anyway, let's talk about this thing. Words of affirmation. You know, and you know what? There's something that is an old saying that a lot of people forget about when it comes to things like words, and that is the tongue has the power of life and death. And believe it or not, sometimes in our relationship, a lot of times in our relationship, certain things that we say determine whether our relationship is living or dying, believe it or not. Y'all just don't believe that. I mean, some of you don't. But, you know, when it comes to words of affirmation, you know, we have to sit back and really take a look at the things we're saying to our mates, our partners. You know, because we may say it one way, but the tone of our voice will say we mean it in a whole different way. But we're not meaning it like that, but that's the way it is perceived. And we have to really look out for that kind of stuff. But, you know, I kind of want to break it down a little. What is all that noise now? All right. I got mute buttons here. Let's take a look at affirmation, which is what? The act of assessing or affirming something to be true, that which is asserted, confirmation or ratification. You know, so if you're going to affirm something, you're trying to make them believe that what you're saying is real, you know, that you are, you mean everything you say. But as I mentioned before, sometimes the way we say it, it causes more confusion than calmness. It really does. I mean, y'all can jump in anytime you would like now. You know, I mean,
explain what you just said. For instance, let me give you an example. If I tell my woman that I love her, and I would I would never put anyone before you, and you can always count on me, and everything mm-hmm. that you everything that you tell me, I'm going to keep your confidence no matter what happens to us. I'm going to keep your confidence. You know, where anything that you've told me, you can. I'm telling you that you can trust me. You know, and I've already shown you that you could trust me because of our history, even if it's short. So how is that confusing, or how is that damaging?
Right there, Beasley, that's not confusing because you mean what you say, which is good. But there,
right.
Now let's take that same scenario that you just given, and you telling
four women that
you know. Yeah, you telling your woman, you know, that, or your man, for the ladies on the line, you know, you can trust everything
or
I
his
say.
Man.
You know, what you tell me?
Boo. Shoot his ass
okay,
again.
Okay, see.
Yeah,
I know, right? He deserves it for that one.
Yeah,
but
shoot his ass again.
Here we go. Now, see, look, you saying all that, right? You saying all
right.
that too, but as soon as you turn around, you down the street somewhere just putting it all out there to somebody else.
Or you can count
on me to do this. I always, you know, I got you. And then when something come up, with just you want to, you and your boys, y'all gone. You know, but
I understand what you're
right
saying.
There
so,
so
the difference you're talking about if someone means what they're saying sincerely, or if someone's just, you know, bullshitting.
Mr. Talk.
Right.
Mr.
Yes.
Talk.
Yes,
may I ask a
yes.
question? If you're going to have a discussion about the language of love, shouldn't you start with the definition of love? Because different people understand it differently.
Great point. Great
point. Is love a noun or is it a verb? It doesn't really matter
what
you say. It's about what you do.
Right. Good point.
And if I may, I would like to share something brief that may help us explore this idea, if I may.
Well, I'll go right ahead. You may.
Okay. I'll be reading, if that's all right.
Okay, go for it.
Then said Elmitra, speak to us of love. And he raised his head and looked upon the people, and there fell a stillness upon them. And with a great voice he said, when love beckons to you, follow him, though his ways are hard and steep. And when his wings unfold you, yield to him. Though the sword hidden among his pinions may wound you, and when he speaks to you, believe in him. Though his voice may shatter your dreams as the north wind lays waste the garden, for even as love crowns you, so shall he crucify you. Even as he is for your growth, so is he for your pruning. Even as he ascends to your height and caresses your tenderest branches that quiver in the sun, so shall he descend to your roots and shake them in their clinging to the earth. Like sheaves of corn, he gathers you unto himself. He threshes you to make you naked. He sifts you to free you from your husks. He grinds you to whiteness. He kneads you until you are pliant, and then he assigns you to his sacred fire that you may become sacred bread for God's sacred feast. All these things shall love do unto you, that you may know the secrets of your heart, and in that knowledge become a fragment of life's heart. But if in your fear you would seek only love's peace and love's pleasure, then it is better for you that you cover your nakedness and pass out of love's threshing floor into the seasonless world, where you shall laugh, but not all your laughter, and weep, but not all your tears.
Hmm. You done?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I missed a lot of it because I was screening calls at the time. I missed a lot of it. So,
oh, well, I just read it, and now everybody can talk about it or talk about whatever they want to.
I heard
all of it, but I'm not sure what
it means. Ma'am, where does that come from, ma'am?
Oh, I'm so sorry. That comes from a book called The Prophet by Cahil Gibran. It's online if anybody's interested. It's almost like a book of poetry. Very beautiful book. Talks about life, not just love. Talks about friendship, all kinds of things. But anyway, your topic today is love language. So.
Mm-hmm. Love language
is
husband and wife.
Thank you for letting me.
You're welcome. But I'm sorry. I mean, you said the definition of love, and please break that down for me. Where is the definition of love? Is that, or was that just examples of what love should be?
I can't break that down. Look at the world. I don't think anybody can break it down.
Right.
If we knew what love was, we wouldn't be living in hell.
Right.
We know what love is
when we feel it.
Well, that's a feeling.
That's an emotion.
That's a feeling, but there again, the question was, is love a noun or is it a verb? Is it something you feel or is it something you do?
It's both.
See? Yeah,
I could be with both, yeah.
It's both, and you've got different types of love. The love that you feel for your son or daughter isn't the same as the love you would feel for your mate, at least hopefully not.
Right.
Maybe Lo does it different, but I don't.
Let's expound on that a little bit. So how is it so differently? How is it so different? How do you know it's different? Is the love for your kids like I wouldn't say maternal. For women, maybe maternal. But as far as men, is it like what kind of love is it?
Paternal. Patriarchal.
It's not a romantic love. It's not a physical love.
Yeah.
It's a different type of love. I don't have children, so maybe I'm not qualified to speak on it, but I have had love interests. And I know I have nieces and nephews that I love that I love just like they were my children.
Mm-hmm.
So,
That's not no book.
Could I interject something?
Experience.
Did I interject? Okay. And I'm glad the agnostic is not on here. I'll say this first. The thing is, if you were to take the first five of the Ten Commandments, that shows you exactly how to serve and love, as people say, God. And the last five show you how to love man or your fellow man. If you were to follow these 10, you will have no problems with, even be having this show because people would already understand how to live and love.
You read about that, Lo. And you wouldn't have to use no man's words, but the one that he wrote.
It wouldn't be a point where someone had to write a book and say, treat this person nice and be friendly, and when the door is open, you make sure you open it and let them come in. You wouldn't have to go through all of those things because you would totally be respecting that person and honoring that person the way that they should be.
But isn't that because we've been conditioned to fear?
We have been conditioned to live according to how other people live. We see what other people do, especially when we see people that have substance. And this is what they do, so we should try to live according to that because that's the way to be.
That's the way man said it should be.
Exactly.
Not the Ten Commandments.
Okay.
Not his law.
All right, hold on. Wait.
Oh, but
okay.
We still got. We haven't get off on the other
thing. We didn't go way in the Bible or nothing. But look, here's the thing, though. I mean, we're talking all this, but the question still is out there. What is love, and what is the difference between the love you feel for your child and the love you feel for your mate? And I want to welcome Michael to the show also. So, Michael, your line is open.
I'm pretty sure I
Well, Mr. Talk, if you want to go there, some people have the same love for their child as they do their mate.
Oh,
some
God.
Some people do.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
look,
that's
look.
Not
we're
right.
talking. Look, okay. All right. All right. Before we get into the pedophiles and all that, we ain't. Look, we
you
ain't.
Say man and woman and make it
we're
short.
About, we're talking about you and your mate, okay? That's
General,
what we're
okay.
talking about today.
Okay.
All right, you and your mate, your
okay.
boyfriend, your girlfriends, I ain't concerned about the boyfriend,
right.
the boyfriend girlfriend,
right.
girlfriend. But
well,
what
let's
I'm talking about
let's say I'm, right. Let's say I'm 15
right.
years old, and I go somewhere, and I meet a girl, and nowadays, in this age of cyber technology, I text message her, I call her, I send her emails, and I'll, you know, I'm 15, I'm so in love, I'm in love, and all of that foolishness that comes with being young and foolish like that. That's one element of love, but that's not the way that life
what?
Truly is, because let's say that 15 years down the road, now I'm 30 years old, and that same person that I was with then, I don't see them in the same image or the same light. And we have bills, and we have situations where how I was 15 years ago, I couldn't be that way anymore. So there's a different love there now. There's a love
right,
that says
so
when we were 26, we had a baby, and she's not, body doesn't fit the same mold as what it was when we were 19.
What the hell
do
we love?
Really?
That's the thing. There's a different love
well,
there because
but,
I loved
yeah.
what I saw then. Now I love this person because it's more of an emotional as opposed to a physical love. There's differences in that.
I would say that when you were 15, that wasn't love. That was an infatuation.
No,
that
I'll
was,
agree.
Yeah,
I'll
that,
agree.
That wasn't love.
That
and
was
that,
foolishness.
That you could, right.
But
that
was, old,
that's what attracted you to the person, and love came out of that.
Right. I'll agree. There are different,
well,
depending
you
on
say,
what age of people you're talking about, you'll find different elements of love.
This
go ahead, Michael.
I want, the host, I want the host to give me permission because if someone cut me off, I hope he mutes him. Can you give me permission to talk, Mr. Mr. Talk?
Go ahead, Michael. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, we need to, well, we're trying to screw up the definitions. It's clear. That's why it's confusing. People make things so fucking confusing in this world about what love is. Love should be, see, I can't even talk. Love
Michael,
should be
go
clear.
Ahead.
If you want to know what, I can. They're laughing. I can't hear myself. Love is clear. See, when you talk about love, say what love is not, and love starts to become real clear to you what it is. Start saying what it's not. Now, people always try to, there's different levels of love. That's the problem. When you start dividing love up, you get people with opinions and philosophies, and it goes called chaos and confusion. That's why someone can say, well, baby, I know I cheated on you, but I loved you. Because you're dividing it up. Agape love, four levels of love. People write books and theologies about what. No, love is real clear. It is. Love is real clear what it is. And there's no difference type of love. Love is love.
Okay.
Say what love's not,
Mike,
and you'll
Mike,
know. When you
Mike,
when you
Mike,
start saying
Michael,
there's different
Michael,
levels.
Let me ask Michael.
What?
Let me ask you a question real fast. Let me ask you this question. Okay.
Right.
You keep saying say what love is, so I'm going to ask you point blank, what is love?
I can tell you what love is not. That's the only way I can describe it to you. That's the, I'm telling you that's the way I can describe it to you.
But But he's
No. You want me to know there's no possible way that no man can make you answer a question the way they want. I'm giving you the answer. I told you, if you want to know what love is, say what it's not. It's clear. We can clear with see when someone is at war.
All right, well, say what it's not.
War and peace clear.
Say what it's not.
It's not manipulating. It's not backbiting. Listen,
it's
not backbiting. I'm going to say it's not backbiting. It's not manipulating. It's not selfish. When I show you love, I guarantee I don't think of myself. That's a fact.
Right. That's a good point.
Okay,
that's
listen. Love is not addressing nobody as my enemy. There's no possible way to let you psychologically.
What is love?
I'm telling you what it is when I'm telling you what it's not.
When I address
somebody as my enemy, there is no way that I love them. That's a fact. You never can love your enemy. You never can do it. So I'm telling you what it is, and I'm telling you what it is when I'm telling you what it's not. It's clear. So you can laugh all you want to.
But
I'm
telling
you what it's not, brother. It's clear. You can see it.
You go to smacking on your mouth and everything else.
You can hear it. You can hear love. You can see love.
Okay. It sounds like a fart to me.
No, it's a farce to you. So if it's a farce, never use the word.
Are we learning anything? Are we just
like Nagoni say, never use the word if you don't have no definition.
You're absolutely right.
So
ask me what is love, Mr. Talk.
I ain't got to dance around.
I don't have to dance around.
Well, love, what is it to you then?
Love is simply simply taking the time to honor and respect other people the way that you would want to be honored and respected. I don't have to pedestal you, and I don't have to belittle anyone else to show you that I love you. I'm honoring and showing people that, hey, you're special to me. The things that you do are special to me. And if you want to put it in the aspect of a woman and a man.
Mr. Salk's topic was a man and a woman, a husband and a wife.
Okay,
and a
man and a woman?
Well,
wow.
You're
this one entity that I will move away from all others. And I will honor and respect you more than, and I will spend more time and give more understanding to you as opposed to anyone else.
So that means you only can love one person, correct? Listen to what he's saying. Listen to his definition. According to him, his definition is that he only can love one person, though, because he used the word more. He used the word more, so there's different levels of it.
He's talking about a romantic love. What he's talking about is that he's going to love his mate, and he's going to put her first more than his brothers and sisters, more than his mother, that she's special to him. I'm hearing exactly what he's saying.
He was talking about love talk with your mate or your partner. That's what
I'm hearing exactly what he's saying.
So...
All right.
Where's that part?
Maze, you back off of that partner crap, too.
You guys were talking general at first.
You said that in the beginning. Lord, tell me back off. That's what you came up with.
Yes. Wait a minute, May. You will be put on the green room now. Halt. Stop.
Shooter.
All right, let's bring Ebony in. You get Ebony point of view.
Hi, guys.
Ebony.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Hello, Ebony.
Hi, how is everyone?
Oh, man, what happened?
I
have a point of view, actually, and I know some people might not like this, but I think Michael may be right. I think sometimes in defining love, it is about looking at what it isn't more than what it is. And I think the biblical definition is very close to it. Love's not selfish. Love's not unkind. Love's not puffed up. It doesn't misbehave. It's consistent. It doesn't change over time. And so I think what Lo said at the beginning about it changing when you're young to what it is, yeah, you can say that's infatuation or whatever, but I think sometimes that's the purest form of love you will find, because it's not about change. It's not about what you become. It's not about your size. It's not about your age. It's not anything. It's just, I love you at that point, in that moment, because of who you are at that stage in your life. And if it becomes those things low that you say it will in time, and you're still qualifying it as love. I don't really see it as love in the purest sense. I see it as acceptance, accepting that person, and acknowledging faults. And there is a limitation in your conversation because you're almost saying, well, you know, you have to go through all of that, all of those changes for someone to really love you. And I don't think that's true. I think you can be loved at any age. You can purely be loved by anybody. It doesn't have to be a romantic love. It can be any kind of love. Right. But it can happen at any stage in your life. And the purity of it is not seeing, it's not so much it going through all those bumps that you're talking about down the road, is someone just purely accepting unconditionally who you are for what you are and loving you for what that is, all of it.
Well, but I think Ebony, we're confusing about...
Wait a minute, Michael. Ebony, let me ask you this question. Now, you said it comes about to loving unconditional and all that good stuff, right? Now, my question
I hope
to
you listen.
Is, Yeah, I'm listening, but here's my thing. How does your mate or partner know you loving them unconditionally? I mean,
well,
you steady saying it, but I mean, but you're not showing anything.
No one knows.
So how do you affirm
that? All right. No one can actually know how much they're loved by anyone. No one will know. You will die. And you will see maybe 100 or 1,000 people turn up at someone's funeral. And at that point, there's an expression of love. But you know what? That person's not around to actually experience it themselves. So actually, we never ever really know how much we're loved by anyone. What we have is a feeling from that person, an expression of something that we may want to call love. And from that expression, we decide whether we feel that person holds us in their deepest affection. All right? So the feeling that we feel and the behaviors that go with it, i.e. you showing that, you know, through your behaviors that actually you care about me, you're giving me a certain amount of attention, you are loyal to me, all those things, I may construe them to be love. They may not even be love in honesty, because you might be doing stuff but not really feeling it. So it is about a feeling, and some of it is not stuff that you can really qualify by anything, you know, because whatever you qualify it by, you know, the person who's feeling it might say, actually, that isn't it. That isn't what I'm actually feeling.
Can I say something?
Can I give a spin on this when it comes to unconditional love? When you see two other people that's together, they've been together for years. One of them died, and you still have that unconditional love for her. And the spirit that he walks in, and he will never see marry another woman or date another woman, because he still has the love for his first wife, and he's always waiting to go join her. That's when you have unconditional love. People that really, really love each other, all them years they've been together, and when one of them part, you will see the difference in them. If you know
but
people like that and seen them.
How many times do we see people that have been married for a period of time, and one of them dies, and the other one gets married within a year or two?
That's what I'm saying, but that was not unconditional.
Life does go on. You can love someone, and when they're gone.
That was their partner for life.
I agree with you.
I
agree with you, Brown Beasley, because just because I went and got married a year later doesn't mean that I didn't love you unconditionally. What it means is that I might need a companion. I may need someone to support me and be around for me, because you've been there for all those years.
You can find love again.
Yes. You know,
here's my question to the panel. Why do I have to die for you to show me that you love me?
No, that's not what I was saying.
I didn't even make my other comment.
How do you speak to a person and say something that's on your mind and you don't know how to get it out? That was the question he asked.
Right.
And then I was saying there's ways you can tell a person that you love them without even opening your mouth.
Well, that's what I was saying. Affirmation. But go ahead, Michael.
Well, love is action. Love has to be action. Because even your, like you were talking about your speech, that's even action. Even though it's verbal or nonverbal, is even an action. So love is clearly what we could see. It's action. That action is going to make someone feel a certain way. Now, Mr. Talk, I want to get back real quick. I'm sorry if I got off the topic, but Mr. Talk, you were talking about relationships, and people came and they used specifically about a man and a woman, and then they start going general. That's why I said what I had to say. But listen, love is love. Now, I can love my wife. I'm going to love my children. The difference is I get sexually attracted to my wife. I still love my wife and my kids with my love because everybody is going to express their love in their own particular way, hopefully. But I love my kids, but when it comes to on a physical level, dealing with business, producing kids and things, that's with my female. But the love is still there, so it's no difference of love. There's no difference of it. I still love my children. I still love my wife or what have you. But just to say, oh, it's a different type of love, no. Of course I don't have sex with my children. I have sex with my wife. We're just talking about a physical action. We're talking about but my expressing my love to all my kids or how I am, it's Michael is showing his love throughout his whole family. I'm going to be a loving person. So that's what I have learned. So when you start mixing and saying it's a different, of course there's different encounters you're going to have with your wife versus your children. You're not going to talk about your children about, I got to pay the mortgage bill or we got to do this or what we got to do this. No.
Why not? Why not?
You're not going to talk about it. If they're 3 and 4 years old, you're not going to. Well, that's
no,
just you. I'm just talking about me in general.
Wait a minute.
You see how he's trying to look at Mr. Talk. He's trying to analyze what I'm standing.
I'm
trying
not
to pick
trying
apart.
To do anything.
To trying to say I'm having a
I'm not trying to.
Okay. Now, as I said before, wait before y'all get started, and I can make you wait, damn it. All right, excuse me. Y'all know I don't use the cuss, but God dang. All right, look. It's like this. You know, let's get back to the dynamic of man, woman, woman, man, okay? Let's get back to that dynamic. Take the kids out. Just the love between a man and a woman. All right, let's get to that. How do you go about? It's one thing to keep saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. But how do you go about showing that mate, your mate, that you really do love them and to make them feel comfortable enough to where they don't have doubts? Because we all have doubts. We know this. We all have doubts. So how do you go about affirming to your mate that you do love them?
You
that
show
is
them.
My question.
Well, you show them. You're affectionate with them. You're considerate when they have a problem. You're considerate, and you listen to their problem, and you hear them out, and you do it in a non-judgmental type of way. You try to guide them through their problem. You do little extra things for them. It when you love someone, it's not that hard to show it. Well,
actually,
depending on who you are, but you
actually,
show
Ron,
them.
That's kind of actually, Ron, what happens is when you tell them, that, hey, you know, I know you're going through this problem and this is what I think should happen. Sometimes they'll turn that around and say, hey, why are you trying to tell me what to do?
You're right. And you know what? And you know what a loving person would do? Say, hey, you know what? You're right. I'm just trying to help. Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm here to help you any way you need me to get you through this.
And that's the thing right there. That I'm glad y'all brought that up because that's where we, as couples, we fail to realize that there are different types of love, languages of love right there. Because a lot of times if a mate comes to you and tell you their problem, in a lot of instances, they don't want you to solve it for them. They
want you to, and that's difficult. They want you to commiserate with them.
No, this is horrible. Sometimes they just want you to sit there and listen. That's it.
Right.
That's all they want. You know, for you to show them enough attention to where you sit there and you listen to what they have to say.
But generally,
you know,
don't
know
that.
But see,
generally speaking, men are problem solvers.
Right.
Speaking,
that's what I'm saying. And that's
men are problem solvers,
see,
but they don't.
Point.
Right.
That's my point, Beasley. We don't understand what our mate's love language is because we are so in tune to what we've been programmed to. If there's a problem, We got to solve it. Let's come up with a solution. And if she come back and say the same thing day after day after day, we eventually get mad. Because why do we get mad? Because first thing we say, I told you how to fix it. Why haven't you done it?
And that is so real right there. That is so real. That is so real right there.
The thing that you're saying right now, when Joe comes in, he's going to say, hey, I'm just here to, and because I've listened to Joe before. Joe's going
to say,
hey, I'm just here.
Why don't you have no radio on?
I'm standing in my kitchen right now.
Is that me? Is that me? I have
tossing
to
salad. That's what he's doing.
Is that me?
I'm doing what?
Tossing
salad.
You don't
hear no talk.
Okay, well, what's going to happen is Joe's going to say, hey, you know, I'm here to help you with your problems. I'm not here to solve your problems for you. Joe said that before. Instead of just listening to your problems, I'm here to solve them for you. A lot of men will say, hey, I'm here to give you this information. Try this.
And, Mr. Pop, some men don't know their wives have problems because they don't know the language to know if there's something wrong with the ask what's wrong to sit down and listen.
That's part her fault for not communicating more effectively.
I'm saying to communicate. She can see something wrong with him, and you ask what's wrong, and then you stop. Wait a minute, May.
Now, is there really blame should be placed anywhere?
No.
Instead of saying it's her fault or his fault, shouldn't you say it's their
fault? It's a communication problem. Yeah, but sometimes women expect a man to be a mind reader.
They expect him to make the last decisions. They expect him to do all that shit on him. Exactly.
You should have known. I was like, I didn't even think of that.
What I'm saying
because
is like,
the shackles are.
Let her finish, please, guys.
You came from work with a bad day, had a bad day at work, and you're not looking like you normally look. So, baby, what's wrong with you? And then he sit down and tell you. It'd be the same way the woman coming in the house. She could have had a bad day at work, and she's not like she normally is when she comes through the front door. That's what I'm talking
about.
Right. The thing about that is
what I understand in my relationship is I don't give suggestions anymore.
Right.
All I do I sit and listen. I am a listening ear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's messed up. Are you serious?
Right.
Why would they do something like that?
I am not here to tell you what to do.
Because when you do what I say and it blows up in your face, you can turn around and point it at me. No.
Exactly. Exactly. They do that a lot
Wait a minute, hold on. I got two new callers want
to
come in.
I'm trying to back my man up. I got to back you up on that, Love.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. All right.
You must be giving them some bad information, some bad guidance, Lo. If I'm going to give a woman a game plan on how to approach a situation, I've thought it through.
That's why you don't have the last decision, Lo.
Okay. All right, Super D Negro, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, how's it going? No, I just wanted to say good afternoon to my favorite Negroes in radio, you guys. My favorite Negro station. You know?
Oh, I thank you. I don't hear no train today, so I got who you are now.
All right. How you got who I am now?
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
All right. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. All right, I'll put you back in the queue, all right?
Yeah, meet me.
All right. Oh, okay. Let's welcome Abner Hostella to the show. Abner, are you there?
That's the wrong name. It's Big Sean.
God, it's a troll.
Big Sean.
Big Sean is not a troll.
Yeah, he's a troll.
No, I Big Sean ain't on the
inquiries to make. Good evening.
Okay. Good evening. How are you?
This is Beasley. Cheers. I've been muted all this time. I've been talking, and no one's been hearing me.
No.
That's funny. I was like, God, I can't get in. That's funny.
But you know
I've been
what,
talking.
Beasley?
I don't know how long I've been on mute.
Wife.
That's funny, though.
But you know what, Beasley? That's a good point,
so
though.
I could not get in.
Okay. Okay, no, you ain't going to get in there. Anyway, Beasley, that's a good point. And a lot of times when your spouse is talking to you, that's the way it sounds to you too. She's talking
yeah.
to you, can't hear.
They're not even hearing you.
You're talking to her, she can't hear you, right. And you just running off at the chalk. You know? And
I wasn't running off, but I was commenting and not getting any reaction. And I was like, okay, well, I guess they're not feeling that. I guess that didn't resonate.
See, I just want to.
But go ahead, Michael. Go ahead,
I just want to say, see, in a relationship, see, and we were talking about that last word, with the man has the last say, and that can get us in trouble because, see, we're human beings, and in a two-party relationship, we don't supposed to put all that stress on a man, and if something goes wrong, you got to blame it wrong. But in a relationship going forward, I have to distinguish what decision-making is hers. Because I may have something that I made to make a decision personally, or Mike needs, and she don't have no say so in it. Some decisions we come together, and we both gonna have to compromise and make the decision together. And some situations she's gonna have to make my own. Now, some of these women that I find, if they're gonna ask me what is my suggestion, I agree with you, Lo. If they ask me, I'll give it to them. But I say the last decision is yours. If it doesn't work, you either to take my suggestion, because I only say if you ask me for my suggestion, I'll give it to you. Because if it's a personal thing, that's on you. Because sometimes, the women that I meet, they're working, the shackles is off. They don't have no shackles holding them down. They got a mind on their personal decisions and things of that nature. So you have to be real careful, man, because a lot of us, man, we put too much on ourselves when we're dealing with another human being that can able to make decisions. So I just try to distinguish between, is it the single that we both need to make together or something that they need to do on their own?
Boy, these women done really wimped you guys out where you got your tail to and you're afraid to speak your mind.
We're not talking about that.
Let him finish, Michael.
I'm always giving some unsolicited advice and some information because I feel it can help. And do people resent when you give them unsolicited advice or information? Yeah, they do, and it's something that I need to work on. But if I see a better way and I care about you or I see a way to make something work, I think it's my duty to share it.
Listen, the woman in my life right now.
Michael, he finished.
No, I think it's my duty to share it, and part of the way I find out who I'm compatible with and whether a situation is going to work is someone's going to actually listen to what I have to say and maybe even give it a try. You know,
maybe even give it a try.
I've had situations where they'll come to me with their personal thing about their girlfriend or their cousin that they loaned money to and they never paid back the money and this and whatever the situation is. And this is not things that I haven't dealt with. And I'll think my way through it. I'll think my way through it.
Hello?
And I find the ones that pick up and follow what I've told them.
Hello?
Go ahead, hello.
Cut the hellos up.
Hello?
You online.
Okay. At any rate, I'm different than them, and I give my opinion
and I give advice.
Shut up.
I'm different than you guys, but your guys' way may work better than mine.
Nope.
Your guys' way
work
better than mine.
That sounds like beautiful
Michelle
voice, and he's telling Michelle to be quiet.
It's not Michael's show either. How about that?
Can I talk now?
Look,
yes, Michelle, you can talk.
Who is it?
It's Peter Boys.
Oh, Lord God.
Basically.
Oh, shit, my bad, Michelle. I'm sorry.
It ain't Michelle.
I've been having some trouble with my wife.
It's a troll. Let a troll have some fun. Maybe make us laugh. Come on, troll.
Say what?
I'm not a troll. I'm just, I've been having some problems with my wife lately.
Really?
Okay.
What kind of problems have you been having with your wife?
She's been
very different lately. She's how do I put this? She's put on weight and she's been extremely moody. She's been sick in the mornings sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe she's pregnant.
I don't think so because I've been away for.
Wait a minute. Hold up, Peter. What do you mean you don't think she's pregnant? Oh, Peter, hold up. You say you don't think she's pregnant. Go and get a pregnancy test. and get that out the way, and you will have that out the way, so you won't have
call
to speak on that.
But you're saying you haven't been around, and you think she might be pregnant by somebody else? Yes, you might be.
I've been in the Merchant Navy for the last six months.
Well,
I don't believe nothing this dude's saying, man.
Well, you know, I believe you, and I believe when the cat's away, the mouse will play.
Of course.
You have a decision to make. Are you going to raise this other man's child that's been screwing your wife, or are you going to end the relationship?
No, don't talk like that.
I don't think Marie's been playing away. I think she's ill.
Peter, where are you from? Where are you from, Peter?
I'm from Norfolk in England.
Norfolk. Okay. I know where Norfolk is. Yes.
Have you been to Norfolk?
I've been to England before. Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yes,
I have.
What's that?
Okay. All right. Well, Peter,
so,
I guess the question,
my question
is,
was, what do you think I should do?
Respect your lady. Respect your lady. If you love her, show her that you love her.
My other problem is I can't get a erection.
I did not know that was coming. Okay, well, you know what you need to do?
Man,
well,
delete this.
Get you some Viagra
Come on, man. Hey, you see how much time you're wasting on that?
All right. You guys have a little laugh.
You get a grown man. Come on. Like, man, get the fuck on, man. I hate to cuss.
No,
come
on,
man.
We discriminate against impotent men here. If you can't get an erection, they don't want to hear from you.
Yeah,
sad. You're getting rejected all over the place.
I'm gonna say it like this for the women that's had kids. If a dude can't get an erection for a woman that's pregnant, something wrong with him.
Discrimination, really.
Talk about some heat. God, dog.
Right. And they're laughing at you.
That's fine. Laugh at me.
Poor Peter with the dysfunctional Peter.
I agree with you, but that's not what we're talking about.
About that dude, man. Forget about the problem, concentration on the subject. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're all on the baseball and football.
I think Mikhail was the last one to interject in the conversation. Mikhail, are you there?
Michael, you still there? All right. Michael, you still there?
That's not me. I don't know why I was muted. I wanted to say something about someone.
When you shut up, that's why you were muted.
Excuse me. Right, but Lover's never muted. But I just want to say something else. I want to say something about advice. Listen, it's common sense that a woman is going to come to a man and tell her what's going on in her life. But if it's a personal situation, the man should say, what are you going to do about it? What's going on? What you going to do? Now, if she asks me for my advice, of course. I never said I wouldn't give a woman advice. I give women advice all the time, of course.
Uh-huh.
Of course I do. But when certain things is, they need to ask you, what shall I do or what have you, you ask them, what are they going to do, so then you'll know where their mind is. They may say they're going to take some drastic action, and you say, oh, my God, I know she thought like this. So you see what they're going to do first. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
So what we do is we axed, and we go from what we axed.
See, now he's playing. Ask, Miss, like, looking at, like, Mr. Solution. Ask, but guess what? You understood very well. Guess what? When I write it on my business proposal, I guarantee it's spelled A-S-S-K. I guarantee it's spelled A-S-K.
A-S-S-K?
What is
A-S-K? A-S-K. Ask, ask.
Anthony, cut that phone off. Cut it out.
They hating on me, bro.
He ain't hating.
Stop hating,
love. You know what? He's doing you some good.
Right. Well, he speaks very articulate and says nothing at all.
Miss Mays was about to say something.
Exactly.
I was saying,
are
we off the topic?
You know what? I'm trying to get back.
What do you want?
Look, here it is. Michael got back on topic, and then, you know, for some reason we went somewhere else with it. But Michael was on topic. You know,
right.
Michael, and this is what I want to say to Michael is, that's fine, Michael, but a lot of times they don't even want you to ask them what you're going to do. They just want you to sit there and listen.
Right.
That's the point I'm
saying out
there.
Each woman, but you know what? Not all women are the same, and each woman is different.
Thank you.
You kind of have to feel them out one at a time.
Thank you. Beasley.
That's
right.
That's true.
And that kind of
goes into what particular financial situation she's in. Because if she's
let him talk.
It's not always about financial.
I didn't say it was. I
let
said
him make his point.
Sometimes it's determined by what particular financial situation she's in. If she's a woman that makes a plethora or a beaucoup amount of money, then hey, she'll listen to what you have to say. But ultimately, she already got her mind made up. If it's a woman that doesn't make much money, and she's there to ask you, well, what do you think? And on top of that, maybe you can help me too. Then she may go along with what you have to say. But ultimately, if the woman already have her mind made up because she's in a situation where she can be independently,
If she's independent
when you met her, she's going to be independent while you're together.
That's where you're right,
yeah.
And that's where, you know,
the better position a woman's in, the more secure she's going to be and the more confident she's going to be in making her decisions. And then he's also saying the woman that may need your help may pretend or will go along with what you're saying because, you know, you paying the cost to be the boss, you know?
Exactly.
You know, with,
and you
with,
think you're the boss,
with,
you
with your
control
opinion,
the purse.
Yeah, that.
She don't
want to
hear that.
And then you have those that don't care about the person. It's not important.
Right.
That has nothing to do with the love.
That's true.
Are we really gonna take and put women in that corner right there and say, okay, that's where most of them are? If they got money,
No, men do it a lot too, because a lot of men are making, a lot of women are making money, and a lot of, you know, men are doing women the same way.
I know cats that are with women that earn decent livings, and they, you know, may be unemployed or underemployed or have something going.
All day.
The woman is the primary breadwinner, and they don't make
PlayStation
and
all
they
day. And the only
no
thing
decisions.
They do is bang them out,
them
right?
Finish,
they don't
good.
Make no deci- and they don't make no decisions, and they're happy with it.
Because
sex is good. A lot of these young guys out here is banging these women.
That's what the conversation is on. Couples.
Well, it comes about love, too.
Couples.
Right.
Really love them.
I don't even know if it's love or convenience.
Can I say something? Like stray cats and dogs that still from searching. We're talking
about
those that have stopped and slowed down.
Can I say something?
Wait, babe.
I was going to say, what is the demonstration of love, then? Isn't a real demonstration of love your ability to listen to someone?
Exactly.
And it isn't necessarily about you coming up with the answer, you know, to the problem that I've posed. It's that you listen to me, hear my feelings about it, and go through my highs and lows with it, and maybe come to a conclusion that suits me. It doesn't mean that you have to give me the answer.
Exactly. Right. That's what Beezy is saying. Exactly. Sometimes you're going to ask, that's why I say, what are you going to do about it? I say, okay, man. Because I told her, the other girl the other day, I said, okay, so what are you going to do about it? That's all I asked. I said, okay, so what are you going to do about it? Because I'm not going to take that to be too much stress on me. Because she may be venting herself, and she may all conclude because she was telling me about a personal problem, and I'm going to say, okay, what are you going to do about it? She didn't ask me for my advice. And I said, oh, okay. That's it, because I'm a listening ear.
I got a friend.
What is love talk?
I think also there is that option that, you know, if you really can't find the solution yourself, that someone who's been there or understands something in that experience can offer you something. And I think if you say, can I offer you something, it's up to you whether you want to take it or not, but this is my experience, and this is how I dealt with something. I think that's welcome too. So there,
right.
There isn't no one solution or one size fits all. I think it's a couple of things. One, you've got to really listen. You've got to allow that person to try and find the solution, whatever it may be for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then also you've got to be willing to and confident enough that maybe as you've listened to that person, they will hear you when you offer them a bit of advice. They don't have to do what you say, but the fact that they listen to what you offer, I think, is also an expression of their love and respect for you.
Okay, Mr. Talk, what is love talk? Can somebody explain that one? That you asked that
what
question.
What is what?
Love talk. When you
Mr.
Have
talk,
somebody,
can I interject?
Love, language of love.
And it can't come out of your mouth. You want to say it, but
okay,
you don't
wait
know
minute,
how.
Wait a minute, everybody call him a name at one time. Hold on. All right, who wanted to interject? That was you and
813, it's Ngoni.
Yes, Ngoni, yes. Go ahead.
So to answer Maze's question, could it be that because men are natural leaders and they need to solve problems, could it be that when a man listens to a woman and he resists the urge to jump in and solve the problem, that is a language of love. He's speaking love because he's putting her first. He's resisting the urge to jump in and just take over. So would you say that's kind of a language of love?
Well, if you look at the queen, she's running things over there, and sometimes it is and sometimes it's not.
The queen is not running anything.
Ruling.
Listen, if I ask a woman, if she tells me I don't know what to do, then that's when I'll give my suggestion.
That old ugly, dry white woman ain't running nothing.
Now, see, y'all done took the whole thing out of context.
No,
you see what he did,
saying,
yo.
The queen running everything.
I had a legitimate question.
Yeah, she died running.
I know you did. I'm not saying that you didn't, but May said,
Lord.
Look at the queen, she running everything. The queen isn't running anything.
That derailed the question, though. We weren't talking about the queen.
You said men.
No, she could use that as an example. She would just use that as an example.
And I said the queen isn't running anything.
Okay,
well, so
get back to the question about me, about love talk. When you call the talk
the
Mr. Talk you're talking about,
Lord,
tell me if I'm
running
wrong
the government.
Can I explain?
Uh-oh, look out.
Shoot me.
Wow. He got so conditioned. I will not be conditioned.
Ngoni, go ahead. Finish what you were saying, please.
I was just asking, in the scenario, because men are natural leaders and they naturally want to solve problems, when a man listens to a woman and resists the urge to take over and control the situation and solve the problem, couldn't you consider that the language of love because he's putting her first and resisting the urge to just take charge?
That's a good point.
That is a very good point. Yeah, and it's true.
When you say he resists the urge, okay, when you say natural leaders, men and women are natural leaders.
He doesn't say anything. He lets
because
her
me, I don't look women as a... No, it's not. Because when a man went to go and hunt, that woman had to defend that family. If a wolf came and tried to eat that baby while that man was hunting, that woman
we're
had
not
to become
saying
a leader.
That it wasn't.
No, she said
see,
men are natural leaders.
You know what, man?
We
I'm
need each other. There is no
leader. When you break...
Men and women need each other. But there is no leader.
Come on, I got this.
It's the problem of the world.
All right.
Mr. Talk, can
all
I
right,
ask you a question that you were asking earlier today?
Look out. He told you.
Now you shot.
You
gave so
nobody
want
to listen.
You gave the 10 reasons of love talk when you first started off.
Huh?
You gave 10 reasons of love talk when people are talking to each other that's married or if they've been together a long time. when you say love talk? Is it the talk you're talking about? Is you say when you want to say something and you don't know how to come out of your mouth or how to say it? But I tell you, sometimes you don't have to say it. It's an expression in the eyes, and you can talk that way. Or either,
right.
That's the kind of conversation you're trying to have, or what kind of conversation are we trying to have?
Well, see, Maze, it all goes in together. Now, the type we're talking about right now, and for what Ngune said, and I'm going to get your name right. I don't mean to be messing your name up. I'm sorry.
Ngonya.
Okay. Yeah, Ngonya.
Ngonya.
Okay. Maze, it's like this. That's, you know, I was talking originally when I started talking, I was talking about affirmation, right? That's just another way of showing affirmation to your mate that you understand their love language. You know what I mean? That's showing that you understand that even though they're coming to you with a problem, you understand that not all the time they want you to jump in and solve this problem for them. Sometimes they just want you to listen. Now, if they ask for your opinion, then, yes, you give it. You know, but that's knowing and reaffirming to your partner that I understand what you're going through, but I also understand that right now you don't want me to solve this problem for me. You just want me to listen.
But that's a whole different topic from the one you started off with.
That's what she was saying.
When you played the song, you said people need to learn how to deal with things that they can't say to their mate.
But, Maze, really, it isn't a topic because, you, like you also said, you can speak without speaking. So the action
discussing my experience speaking, this way. We can talk to each other without saying anything.
I'm agreeing with you.
Taking
control, that's a way of speaking, but not verbally, but it's still
communicating.
A language of love.
Get up in the morning, you
would love,
person
right?
You go to bed with. The night, when you get up in the morning, you look in their eyes and you say, I love you. You wake up in the morning and you say, I love you.
Well, see, you're talking pillow talk. I don't know if that's what he wants to talk about, but I mean, that's pillow talk?
No, that was his topic. To people, love talk. So if you don't have nobody to love or nobody
the language
to
of love,
way, you have a different subject.
But you know. He said the language
of
love between men and women. So
that's the language of two people.
Everything, love doesn't always have to be verbalized. It's an action as well as a feeling.
I was saying the topic that he had and the song that he played was communicating with love talk and how to say something to your mate.
Well,
I'll
just yield because I'll let him say what he was talking about.
Question I have. The person that just yielded. Are you a man or a woman?
I am a woman.
What?
You're a woman.
Come on, man.
I didn't know. I don't know. I asked.
Problem,
right.
Brother. I have a very deep voice, a very strong voice. I'm all woman.
Because everybody don't wake up with that same go to bed. They go to bed hating each other. Wake up hating each other. But they're still married to each other.
But what's that got to
sleep in two different rooms?
Maze, what's that got to do?
We were discussing.
For some reason, we went somewhere. Now you have taken this somewhere. I'm trying to find out where you at right now because you out there.
It's what you were saying. Couples together and things they want to say to each other and they don't know how to say it.
That's not love.
Okay.
Love is open. Love is not like that. That's
but
like treating somebody your enemy.
People can be in love with each other and go through periods where they're not communicating well.
All right.
And they can still be in love.
Thank you. And the part of the reason why they're not, we're going to use the word communicating, is because they haven't learned what each other's love language is. And I think maybe Maze is getting confused on the word language, you know. And no, Maze, we're not talking pillow talk, all right? Pillow talk, it comes into it, but it's not the most important thing right here. What we're talking about right now is showing your mate, your husband, your lover, whatever you want to call them, your booty buddy or whatever, that you care about them. You understand that what they're saying without saying it. You understand what they mean when they come to you with a problem and you don't automatically jump in to try and give a solution to you. You know, it's just a little simple thing. See, I think, and that's the problem, we all concentrate on that large, large part of it. But it's the little simple things, like walking up to your husband, your wife, and whispering something sweet in their ear. You know, or,
I love you.
You know, just saying, right. Yeah, it don't even have to be I love you. You know, it can be, ooh, you look so good in that. You know what I mean? You know, just little simple things like that. You know, I think that's part of the problem we have a lot of times. We concentrate more on the large things and forget about the little tiny things that really do show our mates or the ones we're with that we really care about, that we love them, we understand them.
We love you.
You know, that's what I'm trying to say. Now, pillow talk, that's fine. But pillow talk should start way before you get to the pillow. Okay?
Yeah.
That's a great point. That's a great point. And something that I don't like is when one guy always says, well, you know, the man isn't supposed to just do this. It takes the woman and the man. See, that's cool if you want to be in that realm of thinking, but it's like this. Listen, let's break it down.
Well, if I have to ask my...
Lord,
Lord, help me.
Let's break it down. If I have to ask my wife before I purchase something, it's a joint effort. You said the same thing that I was saying, and it wasn't pillow talk.
Right.
Mike,
let's break it down right
in front of him, though, Mike.
Right.
Maybe he's used to jumping in front of another man.
Go ahead, Lo.
Oh, Lord.
All I'm saying is, hey, okay, we're riding along in the car. Everybody's happy. Al Green's playing. Everybody's loving, happy. Okay. And then all of a sudden, there's a flat tire. I am not going to expect my woman or wife or lady to jump out as a man to take the tire off. Take the other tire out and put the other one on and bolt it down, and we can go on about our business. But you have people that think, well, you know, it's all the same. It's not all the same, because if a man is not hurting or retarded or broken down or whatever, there are things that a man's going to do. And there are things that if that man is standing there and his woman is there with him, that she's not going to be permitted to do, because it's up to him to do it.
But when you get a man that says, hey, I'm tired
of breaking these boats down here. Come here, girl. Come break these boats. And this is the lady.
All right, boy. I got it. Let me break them boats down.
I wouldn't want a woman like that. And a man like that, to me, is not a man. And I don't care what anybody says. When you got a man that's going to say, okay, my family's on side of the road right now. Let me get us away from this situation and go where we're going, then, hey, that's respectable. That's honorable. And a woman will stand back and say, hey, you know what? When I have a problem, I'm going to ask him what he thinks about this. I may not go along with what he says, but I'm going to just ask him what he thinks. Because you know what? This is a person that will make a decision. But if you don't want to make a decision, you'll say, okay, well, you know, it's up to both of us. You know, she can break boats just as much as I can.
Now, what you're saying, it comes from cultural conditioning, because if you go to Africa and observe their culture, you will find all the women doing the hard work. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just pointing out that different cultures operate different ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Well, I don't know who you are, but I know who I am.
Well, I'm
not
questioning who you are. Who I am doesn't have anything to do with
what
I
am.
I'm simply saying different.
I understand what you're saying.
In Japan.
And a man will stand there and watch a woman work. I've been in different parts of the world where a man laid on his ass or arse, depending on where you're from, and watched women work and break donkeys with all this stuff or whatever. I watched this.
Well, I'm not making any judgment about it. Let me ask you a question.
Cultures,
there are different interactions between males and females. For instance, in India and Japan, the women run the household. They make all the decisions about money, period.
Well, Mr. Talk, can I please respond to, because you know he was addressing me. And let me, this man that just spoke, he sprunts to the mountaintop like all this man. He just said yesterday that before he purchased the car, who did he have to go to? He has to go to the wife. And he can talk all that stuff he wants, but you know why? Because it's compromised. Lo ain't stupid. He can get on his phone and talk about all he wants. And I'm just saying, like the May said, who's going to hold the flashlight? And I'm saying it's a togetherness. What we're talking about today is the joint communication. I want to go back to the topic. When you have that love, it flows like water. That's what I want my last relationship to be. I want to, it's not going to be no hard or striving or see how I can love her, but it's going to flow. Our love is going to flow like water.
Muted.
That's all I want to have to.
I'm
that's all I have to
muted.
Say, Mr.
Man,
let me
tell
you.
Let me ask a question.
Go ahead. Ask me.
Okay.
You talked about these roles that men and women have and that you feel
mm-hmm.
are right, that a man's not
mm-hmm.
a man for
ask
certain
me a
reasons.
Question.
Let me.
Ask
okay.
Me
no, all right. Is that the way it is in nature? Is that the way it's supposed to be?
In nature, women go out, or what I've seen is the female has went out and brought back the food to the
right.
young.
Exactly.
Right. And the male, he stands there and he mates and he makes sure that new males don't come up until he gets too old. He makes sure that new males don't come up and
right.
take over that flock of women. Yeah, that's
right.
what
right.
happens in nature.
Right. right. Okay. So
right.
I guess. I mean.
Go ahead, Beasley.
That's lions. We're thinking about
mm-hmm.
lions,
right.
particularly. Right?
Lions and tigers and bears.
All right.
Oh,
we're
lions.
Thinking about lions.
Yeah.
You know, the king of the jungle, and that's kind of against.
It happens.
That you know that's kind of against. And I'm not knocking anything that you're saying. I'm just saying our when we act like men and women in our traditional roles, are we going against what goes on in the rest of nature?
Okay, well, my question with that is,
mm-hmm.
since man was given dominion over all, would you turn over and let a woman or female insert in something inside of you?
No.
Wait a minute. What? Oh, wow. I thought you were going to ask me if I was going to let her change the tire.
I am asking a question for a reason.
Jack the car up and change the tire. You done took it way somewhere else.
Exactly.
I asked a question for a reason.
I ask a question for a reason.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not into that.
Okay,
no,
there you
thing.
Go. And my my response to that is, hey, regardless, and I heard an old preacher say a long time ago, if I'm in the pulpit or if I'm sitting on the back of the pew, I'm still the pastor up in here.
Right.
But it's a delusion because
but you can look
right,
at it this way. If you were sitting in the car with your family and your leg is broke and your wife know how to change the tire,
that's the thing about it. We have to bring all these different dynamics into it. I never said if I was hurting, then I couldn't do this. I said, if we stop and we are
what?
On the side of the road, then it's up to me to fix that. But
okay.
everybody else wants to bring it. Well, what about this? What about that? Okay,
you know
I understand,
no, look,
I understand
like
that there are different scenarios.
It's like,
but
listen,
we're not talking about that.
Listen, it's
you know,
like me. I'm trying to roll a boulder up a hill. And I'm trying to leave a little bit more, just a little bit more, and I can get this
boat.
We gotta get this boat over here. You mean if she comes, even though I have more of the power, if she comes and give me that assistance, both of us put that boulder up. There's no more. I didn't do more
in the beginning.
No. Listen to me, because you know what? Because he was a.
Okay, since neither one of them want to yield to each other, we let them talk to each other in the green room. What y'all think about that? Okay, so they can figure out whatever they're talking about, all right? Look, wow, man, I'm telling you, we have taken something and just, Yes.
This is what happens, though.
This
is what happens with the conversation. This is what happens with the conversation. And it doesn't just happen here.
Yeah.
This is just this is the nature of people.
Yes.
What I find interesting, no matter what you're talking about, people have a way of bringing these analogies up. They don't have, and sometimes they're good, but most of the time it really tries, it simplifies what you're talking about. These analogies come in from all over the place. I don't really know how to change a tire. I probably have done it before. I'm not that good at it. I have road service. I'm calling AAA. We can do that together. I don't like changing tires. I don't like doing labor like that. That's not the kind of dude I am. You know. I keep a manicure. And you know, some things I don't know how to do, like that.
But we're all
different. Does that make me less of a man?
No, and that's why
I
said cultural conditioning he's talking about.
Right, exactly.
Right. Or as a more common term, stereotypical ideas of what a man and a woman should be doing, especially in a relationship, and that is why we need to understand what each other's love language is so we can get beyond the stereotypical type of bull crap that we've been hearing about today. Pretty much. We got 2 minutes left in the show, and
I bet right by now they're arguing with each other.
Great show, Mr. Talk.
It's over. It's over, really. Thank you. But before you go, I want you to go on and get your last words in. Yeah, I got the bowl tonight, y'all. So, I got to get out of here early today.
Bowling.
But I'm going to let y'all get your last words in. And we're going to let our first-time caller, Ngonye.
Ngonye
right
is my
here.
Name. My screen name is
okay,
Ngonye. It's okay. It's not a big deal.
All right.
I really enjoyed the conversation. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to continue tomorrow. So you're more than welcome to come back and join us again.
Thank you.
Y'all took me somewhere I didn't need to go, but I'll be ready tomorrow for y'all. All right. Thank you for joining us. You have a good one. All right. We're going to see. Now that's the wrong one. Where am I going? Oh, low left. Okay. Michael, you up. Michael?
Hello.
Are you there? Hello.
Yeah, I'm here now. Yeah, I'm here now.
Okay, go ahead. Last word.
Real quick, love is this. When for men and women to have love of one each other, there has to be no more. And like we had us in a green room, and like I told him, I hear some women say, life wouldn't be nothing without a woman because a woman can procreate. No, none of us would not be here for a man and a woman. For a woman to have a baby, it must be a man. No one is higher. Factually, men and women need each other. And once you try to separate, it communicates. No one is saying that no one can be themselves or you can be macho. You can do all. But if you look at a woman and a woman looks at a man and say, I'm lesser than him, he looks at that, I'm more than her. That's a problem. There's a division. We're talking about couples here. We're talking about men and women who have to live, raise kids together, communicate together. And that love, there is no more in love. So that's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. You have a good one. All right, Maze, you up.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I was not discussing pillow talk. Pillow talk and love talk is two different things. I want to get that straight. And nobody learned anybody.
Okay.
Was trying to know what the difference was today. I don't think they learned nothing. They still can just as true as they were when the show came on.
Yeah, well, we're going to work on that tomorrow. All right, Maze.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You have a good one.
You too. All right, Beasley, last but not least.
Oh, I'll be real quick. Love is love can be a beautiful thing. It can really make you feel spectacular and good and give you a euphoric feeling like nothing else. And in the same respect, when it's not going good or when love fails or dies, it can make you feel bad in the lowest of low. So it's a good reason to be, someone says something, you're being afraid of love. Love is something to, you know, that should be treaded upon lightly. You have to be careful.
Treaded
unless
upon
you like,
lightly.
Unless you like those ups and downs. Because I don't care who you are. It can make you feel really, really good, and it can make you feel really, really bad.
Hmm. Wow.
That's all.
And that's a good point, sir. All right. Thank you, sir, and I'll see you tomorrow for round two of this
round
great
two.
Topic that we're having. Round two. All right. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, y'all. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Ngunya, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. Now, I'll show you some love. As I said before, you're welcome to come back anytime. We'll be doing part two of this tomorrow because I'm like Maze. I don't feel like anybody learned anything today, and that is not the intent of why I planned the show. So we're going to go back at it again tomorrow. Some good points were made. Some bad points were made, as in every show. So we just need to clean up a little bit and make sure we get some clarification on what we were talking about. All right, everybody in the chat room, thank you for joining us today. Galactic Scientist, welcome to the show. Another first-timer. Thank you for joining us. You're welcome to come back anytime as well. Knowledge, I see you. Thank you for joining us. All right, y'all. Well, I got to get up out of here. Don't forget, you want to stop by, send me a message, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. And Twitter, Driven4Life62, F-O-R. It's the four, all one word, on Twitter. All right? Those are ways you get in contact with me. If you want to leave a comment, that's fine. You want to tag me and send to things, that's great too. Just remember, man, you know, love is really what you make it. Love is a choice. You know, it's not something that's given automatically if you're a mate or what have you. Love is a choice. You know, you choose to love someone. You choose to be loved by someone. It's a choice. It is. But I think we try and put too much definition and stereotypical ideas on what love is. And I think that's part of the reason why we have a hard time understanding each other as male and female. But regardless, we'll work on that again tomorrow. All right, y'all. Tomorrow, 2 Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. I'll be here. I hope you will be, too. All right. Until then, later.